Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
Match of the day
on Today FM.
Right, you know, Taylor Swift isn't the only thing happening this weekend. There's lots going on, and we want to connect with everybody who wants to give shout outs, or people who are doing impressive things, people who've done impressive things, got plans, whether it's sports, activities, whatever it is. And you'll have heard my show announcer, Brezzy, earlier on. So let's kick off with a man who was my show announcer. Brezzy, you said you're going to do something you said you wouldn't do again. So what's happening?
So last year, I kayaked with some very good friends I grew up with. And a friend of yours, Dav, we kayaked the length of the Shannon.
Yes.
In the worst weather I have ever experienced in my life in summer. And when I got off the Shannon in Limerick, I said, never again will I sit in a kayak. So, of course, I do what I do best, and I'm doing it again in September. I'm going to kayak with the guys down the Shannon, but we're going to add to it. We're going to then cycle from Limerick to Killarney, and then we're going to climb Cairn Tuil, the biggest mountain in the country.
What?
And that's the aim. Yeah, the rising.
Okay, well, there's obviously a very good reason as to why you want to do this, so please tell everybody what that's about.
It's for Lust for Life. It's a charity I co-founded. We are developing early prevention programs for schools. We know we have an issue. We have an issue with young people. And we gotta do something, and we gotta do it fast. So we're in about nearly 40% of Irish primary schools now with programs that are completely free mental health, emotional literacy programs. And my aim is that we are in every school in Ireland by 2026. But these programs are free, so we have to do these ridiculous fundraisers to kind of raise money so we can provide them for free, because they're expensive to put together.
And in terms then of the physicality and the physical challenge of what you're going to do in the Rising 2.0, are you least looking forward to the kayaking again? Or is the cycling and climbing also scary?
Oh no, the kayak is an absolute nightmare. It's just a nightmare. It's just like, I am not built for kayaks. I don't fit in them. I have the hips of a 95-year-old. I my hands are the only thing that I actually need in my life anymore is my hands, because yeah. I play piano. And yeah. That when I got off the Shannon last year, I had very little left of my hands. So yeah, it's incredibly difficult, but it's actually mentally difficult. And as I said last year, you think kayaking down the Shannon's hard. Try to get help for your children for their mental health in this country at the moment. It's just not good enough. So these challenges are very simple compared to some of the things people go through. So it's a mental thing, but when you're with good people and you're surrounded by good people doing those types of things, and you have a good energy and you create a positive energy for it, that's what gets you through it. If you're moaning and whinging about it, nobody's getting it done. So
okay, no,
I'm the only one who's allowed whinge.
Yeah, that's fair. We wish you all the best on the Rising 2.0, and go and check out all the details on that and support Prezi whatever way you can. Thanks as always, Niall.
Thanks a million, guys. Thanks a million.
John O'Brien did something amazing over the weekend. Who are you giving a shout out to, John?
Alan Casey, Aaron Gallagher, Owen Kearns and Ken O'Boyle, who joined me to run 100k over Saturday and Sunday in aid of the Children's Health Foundation. And a big shout out to all our friends and family who came out and supported us and ran laps with us around Dromore Woods outside Ennis, County Clare, to help us to do it. We ran 100k over 24 hours in 1 hour intervals. It was an amazing experience. So thanks to everyone who supported us.
Unbelievable. Now, they weren't the only ones running. Cian Clancy from Ferrybank Athletics Club in Waterford's been on. What happened, Cian?
My teammates Connor, Luke, Rian, Eamon and Hugh and I won the under-10 relay at the National Athletics Championships on Sunday.
Absolutely unreal. Well done, lads. Now off to the sea with us. Who have we got there?
Hi, Dave. It's the Emerald Expedition here. From anchor, we're stuck here just off Dingle in County Kerry, waiting for the winds to drop. We're setting off to be the first team to row continuously and unsupported around Ireland. So we left from Bangor just outside of Belfast about 2 weeks ago, and we've probably got another week or 2 weeks left to row in. We're unsupported, so we have everything that we need to live on the boat. We're not touching land, we're not accepting anything from other boats. We've been able to stay connected thanks to rural Wi-Fi, so follow us on Instagram to follow the journey. And yeah, hopefully see some of you out on the water.
Go on the Emerald Expedition. And finally, we would like to end this week's Match of the Day with a tribute to the one and only Micheál Amuraheartaigh, who sadly passed away during the week at the age of 93. Micheál was an iconic commentator. He left us all with so many special moments.
And the first test of Henley of the centre-back, John Tennyson, and he's now engaged in a shouldering match of
said that's the foolish thing for a man that was getting treatment for his shoulder all the week. As I said, we have listeners all over the world, and we've listeners at home as well. And one is Nelly O'Connor from Blarney, 95 years of age. She attended the Thunder and Lightning final of 1939. Billy O'Dwyer, he gets it out to John Gardner. Gardner is 50. Cork hasn't finished yet. Cork hasn't had it. Tried to get inside. Gives it out to Niall McCarthy. McCarthy slipped. He gets up. Two Kilkenny men at the shoulder. He's gone inside them. He gets a crossing ball. Ben Lohan.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.